From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Barack Obama met today with the heads of some of the country's biggest credit card companies. The president made it clear his administration wants the industry to cut out the fine print and sudden interest rate hikes that have caused problems for so many customers.
We believe that it's important to require firms to make all their contract terms easily accessible online in a fashion that allows people to shop for the best deal for their needs.
With industry representatives seated at his side, Mr. Obama called on the card industry to act responsibly and in what he termed a constructive fashion. The president also said he realizes the importance of credit cards, with almost 80% of U.S. households having at least one. It's not just the White House that is calling for credit card reform. Lawmakers in Congress are also looking to move their own bill on the issue through the House over the next week. NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
Congressman Luis Gutierrez of Illinois heads the subcommittee working on the legislation known as the Credit Card Holders Bill of Rights.
Many consumers have seen actions which they feel simply benefit banks, simply benefit the lenders. We're going to make sure that consumers know that we're on their side and that Congress is going to act.
The bill would ban the marketing of credit cards to minors, bar arbitrary increases on interest rates, and require that companies let consumers set their own credit limit. Banks and credit card companies argue that legislation would hurt their ability to manage risky borrowers through fees and bring an end to low-rate promotional offers. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
General Motors announced plans today to temporarily close 13 of its U.S. factories this summer. Some will shut down for as long as 2 months. The automaker says the move is aimed at aligning production with market demand. For member station WKYU in Bowling Green, Kentucky, Lisa Autry reports.
Robert Warwick assembles the Corvette at GM's Bowling Green plant. Having been with the company since 1980, he's been through several shutdowns, but Warwick says it never gets easier.
You know, it's very stressful on the families, especially those who have young kids and are having to make house payments, and they don't have the job security, thinking the job's going to be there like it used to be.
Warwick was laid off from the Bowling Green plant for 6 weeks last December as GM slashed production amid plummeting sales on the car lot. The Corvette assembly plants will get off easier this time around compared to other GM factories, closing for one additional week in July. A two-week shutdown was already scheduled for the month. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Number of people filing first-time jobless claims took another big bump up last week. According to the Labor Department, initial claims for unemployment benefits rose to a seasonally adjusted 640,000. That's up 27,000 from the previous week. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 70 points to close at 7,957. The NASDAQ was up 6 points. The S&P 500 rose 8 points today. This is NPR. U.S. Airways has reported higher quarterly losses at a time the weak economy has cut into both business and leisure travel. However, the airline says it was actually able to reduce its pool of red ink slightly by taking some of its airplanes out of service. The airline says for the January through March quarter, it lost $103 million, or roughly 90 cents a share, so that was better than the $237 million the airline lost compared to the same period a year ago. A pioneer in the field of cinematography has died. Jack Cardiff died yesterday at the age of 94. He won an Oscar for his work on the film Black Narcissus and received wide admiration for the classic ballet film The Red Shoes. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Jack Cardiff was the sort of cinematographer who could make the color white voluptuous, be it the milky folds of a nun's spotless wimple or the ethereal flounce of a dancer's tutu. Jack Cardiff was known for his sumptuous palette and saturated hues that gave his movies the visual feel of fairy tales. Director Martin Scorsese said he could paint with a camera. His co-workers called him Jack-o'-lantern because of his knack for lighting. Cardiff worked in various capacities on movies ranging from The Barefoot Contessa to The African Queen. He won a Lifetime Achievement Oscar in 2001. The British-born cinematographer died at his home in southeast England after a short illness. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Now appears a mistake made by a Florida pharmacy may have led to the deaths of 21 polo ponies ahead of the U.S. Open Polo Championship last weekend. Horses became sick and died just before the match. They apparently got a supplement prepared that was too strong. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.